Capilano University, CAPU, looks forward to welcoming around 120 students to the new CAPU Squamish campus in fall 2024. The Squamish campus will expand CAPU's ability to serve students and collaborate with local partners through research and innovation activities in the Sea to Sky Corridor. One of these established partnerships is CAPU's collaboration with the Hau Sound Biosphere Region Initiative Society, HSBRIS, a nonprofit organization that collaborates with the Squamish Nation to promote biodiversity conservation and a marine use plan within the Aitielka 7 SEM, Hau Sound UNESCO Biosphere Region. Connecting youth to nature. In 2021, CAPU and HSBRIS created a joint working group committee to explore applied research opportunities. This partnership aligns with the Society's mission of connecting more youth to nature and CAPU's commitment to sustainability as outlined in the Envisioning 2030 and Illuminating 2030 guiding strategies. It creates new opportunities for student research and course-based undergraduate project work that promotes sustainable development, biodiversity conservation, and reconciliation, equity and inclusion. Support from donors has allowed the Aitielka 7 SEM, Hau Sound region to play a pivotal role for CAPU students and instructors to deepen their connection to the region, acting as a setting for field trips and research projects, from marine tourism to wildlife conservation and biodiversity monitoring. Photo via Capilano University. Since 2021, the working group has created over 20 community-based opportunities for students and faculty to work on projects that deepen their connection to the region. Without philanthropic support, costs like transportation and equipment for students to work and learn in the region become a barrier. For instance, CAPU outdoor recreation student Sophie Chesser was able to take on the role of Hau Sound Ambassador thanks to donor support to the CAPU Hau Sound Biosphere Fund. In the role, Cheshire immersed herself into the region through mentorship and community engagement and advanced discussion on sustainable tourism practices. She found purpose in connecting with people through her love of the environment and sustainable development. As an ambassador, she hosted workshops and presentations that inspired other people to volunteer with HSBRIS. The passion and dedication of students, instructors and community leaders like Cheshire serve as inspiration to donors to facilitate collaboration on projects. The results from partnerships like the one with Aitielka 7 SEM, Hau Sound region are often visible and motivating and deepens the connection between donors and the Sea to Sky Corridor. CAPU student Sophie Chesser. Photo via Capilano University. Join CAPU in Squamish. In August 2023, CAPU announced its expansion to the district of Squamish when it purchased an 18-acre purpose-built university campus property thanks to $48 million in funding from the provincial government. The campus includes academic teaching and learning spaces, a library, an athletic center and a sports field. Applications are now open for programs at the Squamish campus starting September 2024 for the following programs. Bachelor of Arts with a major in Interdisciplinary Studies and Associate of Arts degree, curated courses, focusing on the environment and sustainability. Tourism Management Cooperative Education Diploma. Early Childhood Care and Education Diploma, ECE, plus a roster of ECE degree courses. Adult Basic Education. General Upgrading. The university is also in conversations with Indigenous communities to discuss programming options specific for Indigenous learners. Support CAPU students. You can support student success by making education possible through donor-funded awards at CAPU's Squamish campus. Visit capilano.ca/give to learn more.